Redskins football. Welcome to the KRMG Union High School football halftime. Presented by TTCU Federal Credit Union, Route 66 Chevrolet, and Route 66 Nissan.
Welcome back to Union High Tunnel Stadium. Well, last week in Mansfield, Texas, Union Redskins scored 44 points on offense in a 47-44 loss to Mansfield Lake Ridge, and the Boca Raton Tigers won over Mansfield High School down there 42-13. So we had scored 86 points in Texas, and Coach Doctor, we can't get 1 point in Oklahoma so far.
I know, and I think that says a lot about the defenses. I think you make, you know, everybody's always said, you make the biggest changes and you make the most improvement between game one and game two. So, you know, and it looks obviously both defenses are making improvements.
Well, so far we've had 75 yards by penalty, 103 yards combined team total offense. That's why we're scoreless at the half. It is number one Boca Raton Tigers 0, the number four Union Redskins 0. That takes us down on the field where Doc Blevins is a very special guest coming back home to Union High School. Doc?
Well, we have with us from the class of 2008, former Union quarterback, former Air Force Academy quarterback. Are you a captain now?
I am.
Captain Cale Pearson of the United States Air Force, and you have a really nice assignment for keeping up with your little brother in football. You're at what, Tinker Field?
Yep, I'm over there at Tinker Air Force Base just outside of Oklahoma City, and yeah, I couldn't have asked for a better spot, close to family, get to watch the little brother in his last season, so we're extremely fortunate.
Well, and the only thing better would be Vance, because he is just such a great place. This is probably closer for you. And by the way, you're close enough if you can't come over to see the Midwest City Bombers, because that's right there where you work.
Oh, yeah, definitely. There's a couple of my airmen are volunteering there at Midwest City, so I'm fairly spun up with the program. And if I can't ever make it down here, I know there's some decent football down there.
Well, we've also got your brother here behind us. We just want to say hi to him, Kaylor Pearson. And Kaylor actually signed and started playing football this year after trying baseball and then being out of sports for a little while. And Kaylor, you went to Langston University, where my good friend Calvin Miller coaches, and had a little mishap.
Third week into it, I tore my ACL, but I'm going to recruit and get back on the field again.
Good to have you back out there. It's where you need to be. Well, Cale, let's talk to you. First of all, you had some great success here. What are some of your greatest memories at Union?
Oh, shoot. It's funny you say that. I think the greatest memories are the workouts, actually. You know, grinding with the guys. But obviously, the state championship we had against Jinx there in Stillwater will resonate in my heart for the rest of my life. We were able to, you know, hold up that gold ball at the end in a crazy game where we had to come from behind. The week before that, double overtime against Lawton. I mean, the list goes on and on.
Was that the year we won every game by 1 point?
We did win a few games by just a couple points. I can't say I made it through the whole season. We had a good old Hunter Taya come in. We battled through some other injuries, but I don't know that we were the most talented, but we worked the hardest. I'll vouch for that, and we were able to get the job done.
You were under Coach Dennison's tutelage as far as the strength and conditioning. How awesome was that guy?
The guy is awesome. His workouts, not so much. I was extremely prepared to go off to Air Force and play football. His workouts, in all honesty, were harder than the D1 program I was at.
And he left here to go to OU, and now he's at Texas A&M. He's been at some pretty good places.
Oh, yeah, definitely. He turned a Wyoming program around. They went and played for a Mountain West championship the year he was there, too. I can't say enough about him.
We were very physical at that time. Not that we're not now, but we definitely were. And you did win that state championship. Was number three, the little running back. Who am I thinking of?
Against Jinx?
Huh?
Jinx running back?
Or no. I'm trying to think.
Was
McElroy. Was he with you?
No, I actually had Jalen Heron. Jalen Aaron was my running back.
You had a good one. Sorry for me not remembering. No. You know how many kids' names I've memorized the years.
We've had some talented guys come through this program.
Okay. What do you, first of all, I know tonight's been a little, you know, last week we were really pleased with the offense, but the defense just really scared us. This week, the defense is playing lights out. The offense has struggled a little bit. Maybe next week we get it all together and just romp on G.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Hopefully we can put it together here in the second half. I was lucky enough to see these guys kind of put in the work this offseason. I know they can get out there and make a good second half, but yeah, I think they need to get rid of some of the little boneheaded plays, the penalties, and then I think they'll be good.
Well, it's early, and this is a young team, and these games, they count for pride. They count because you want to win everything, but they don't count for district. And if we can get through the first three and be ready as we go into district, that's going to be important. And I say we, and people say, you don't play for Union. No, but I practically lived here for 40-plus years, so I'm around here a lot. Hey, you chose out of high school to go to a service academy. You had other opportunities. At first, I think you were thinking, am I wrong, that you might be a pilot. That didn't, you changed your mind along the way. But would you second guess that that decision, or are you really happy you did that?
I'm extremely happy with where I am. I won't lie that I have thought about it a lot. But at the same time, I enjoy a lot of other things, and I like the idea of, you know, separating, being able to spend a lot more time with the family. I got a six-month-old now. I'm married a Broken Arrow girl, so there's been a lot of trash talk this week. I know the military can put a lot of stress on the family. We would have gotten through it if I made it a career, but I think I have different goals in mind.
So how long are you in for?
I technically owe just under 2 years now, and you know, maybe I'll take another assignment, maybe I won't. We'll see how it goes and how it shakes when that time comes, but I love Oklahoma. I'm here now. This may be where I stay.
You know, we had a young man that played here, transferred his senior year to Lincoln Christian, Cody Thomas. He was a linebacker. He went through ROTC, Air Force ROTC, Army ROTC at UCO, for the purpose of just getting a master's degree because there weren't any criminal justice jobs open. Then he went into the Army as a second lieutenant and as an MP, and he's real close to being promoted to major at this time, and he thought he was just going in for the minimum. He fell in love with it, and some people do, and you got a couple more years for that to happen.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to introduce you, if you've never met him before, but we have a general from Union that played a couple of years at Air Force Academy and then just went to school, named Thad Bibb. He, last I knew, he was the head of the flight wing at Dover Air Force Base. I think he's gone further than that now. But we've got a good background of Air Force people here, and you kind of carried that on. What was the most different thing about playing at an academy as to playing maybe at a regular college?
Man, my studies and, you know, my military training was definitely my priority. And I think at a lot of other programs, that might not have been the case. I think I'm a better man at the end of the day for it. And I enjoyed practice every day because of how much of a grind it was at school and after practice every day. I think that's the biggest difference. I wanted that difference. I wanted a challenge, and I did get it.
And what did you end up deciding to do as far as your what you're specializing?
Okay. So I'm a logistics officer. I've kind of swayed to the left and right of that since I've been in. I deployed more so as a contracting officer just a year ago, and right now I'm performing as a maintenance officer. So I've kind of became a jack of all trades, but haven't really specialized in anything, if that makes sense.
All right, okay. Doc, we're going to take a break here. We'll take a break right now. At the half, it is Union nothing, Broken Arrow nothing. By the way, across town, Bixby 21, Jake's nothing at the half at Jake's. We'll take a break here. This is KRMG 102.3.
You, my listeners, have helped build my pillow into the amazing company it is today. And now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of my pillow, wants to say thank you. Visit MyPillow.com and take advantage of great discounts on all my pillow products. Simply click on the radio listener specials and save up to 50% on my pillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and much more. You can also call 800-994-4975 and receive the same savings. Act now and get the MyPillow body pillow, regularly $89.99, for an incredible $29.99 with promo code Dana. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Visit MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials or call 800-994-4975 and save up to 50%, including the body pillow, for only $29.99. Enter promo code Dana for these great listener specials. For the best night's sleep, call 800-994-4975 or visit MyPillow.com and use promo code Dana.
With kids, life is one big adventure. That's why you need a strong financial partner like PTCU Federal Credit Union. You could get $150 when you open a checking account. And every time you use your School Pride debit card, TTCU donates to schools. Checking account, why not call it your living account? TTCU Federal Credit Union. With approved credit, annual percentage yield for dividend-bearing accounts is 0.20% as of 7/1/19. Offer ends 10/31/19. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are kids better off in an intact family? You bet they are. This is Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Kids living in a household with married parents do better in school, they're emotionally healthier, and they're more likely to stay out of trouble with the law. If you're in a troubled marriage, of course you should do everything you can to save your marriage, if only for your kids' sake. This includes considering alternatives to divorce. Of course, in some circumstances, divorce is unavoidable. In either case, if you're a man facing a crisis in your marriage, let us help you at Cordell & Cordell. Remember, we're the partner men can count on.
Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Oklahoma attorneys. A partner men can count on. 918-205-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in Tulsa and Oklahoma City. Cordell & Cordell. 8801 South Yale Avenue, Suite 250, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74137.
Route 66 Chevrolet, Route 66 Nissan of Tulsa. A big celebration coming up. Their grand reopening on Saturday, September 14th. And Trina, lots going on.
We have the teacher and first responder have the chance to win a 2018 Chevy Colorado. For the kids, we've got face painting and we've got bounce house.
Spectacular deals that day. We want you to be a big part of it.
Route 66 Chevrolet and Route 66 Nissan of Tulsa at I-44 Memorial. It's not only a better way to buy a vehicle,
it's the right way.
Catch every moment of Union High School football on KRMG.com, the KRMG app, and 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
And welcome back to Tulsa Union Tunnel Stadium. Here, about 5 minutes left to go in our halftime. We're scoreless here. Fourth-ranked Union against number one-ranked Broken Arrow. No scores in the first half and very little offense. Meanwhile, over at Jenks, a shocker. Bixby scored 21 points in the first quarter. They lead the Jenks Trojans 21-0. That's at the half there. Doc Levins, back to you and our captain, Gale Pearson of the United States Air Force.
Well, we are with Captain Pearson. And, Gale, what did being in the Union program do for you? I mean, people that played at Union always say, I am what I am today because a lot of things that happened here. What did it do for you?
It taught me, so much. The biggest thing I could say is that I joined an extremely long line of family. And more than that, the motto here is live like a champion. I learned so much in regards to being a man, being a good citizen, being a good Christian, being a good football player. All that ties into just being a good human. And I think that's the biggest thing I took away from here.
And then you had the advantage of Coach Dennis in making you tough enough to do the Air Force Academy.
Yeah, this place, it can be tough too here at Union. And it did nothing but groom me for the Air Force Academy.
You moved over here, I think, your sophomore year. Is that correct?
I actually moved over here my freshman year.
Freshman year, your dad came over to coach. There was a coaching change at Broken Arrow. He came over. You came in, and obviously you were a very, very good athlete, joining a class of good athletes. How were you accepted by the Union family when you got here?
So when, naturally, when you come from Broken Arrow, that transition might not be the easiest. But fortunately, I had some guys like Christian Hood and Stephon Weaver who ended up being my receivers all the way up until my senior year. But they took me under their wing immediately. They wanted to work. We grew relationships because of football. They wanted to work extra. I worked extra with them. And then that had been our motto.
And you, along the way, you played other positions before you got to play quarterback. You had to wait your turn. Who was the quarterback right before you?
Chase Boyce was the quarterback before me. Extremely talented. I had to wait behind him until my senior year. So fortunately, the coaches saw that I could play a little receiver too. So I got to catch some of his balls.
But you were willing to wait your chance to be quarterback. Hunter Ataya waited his chance. Some people, they don't want to go someplace that they can't start for 2 or 3 years. It worked out for you, and you helped the team. You're good.
Oh, yeah, definitely. The thought of transferring never crossed my mind. This was my family. I was going to, you know, be with them, whether I'm on the bench supporting them or whether I was, you know, the starting quarterback. I was going to be a Redskin.
Okay, I have a question for you from Coach Tom Stockton, who is our color announcer. He wants to know if you ever outran Alex Ross.
With him being my track coach, I think he should know the answer that, yes, I did outrun Alex Ross.
Well, you know, he says if you said that, you're lying, so I don't know. But who are you still friends with?
I'm friends.
From your teammate.
Oh, my gosh. I got to talk to, like I just said, Christian Hood. I talked to Spawn Weaver not too long ago. Freaking Luke Snyder and Howard Scarborough are out here coaching, so those are some good buddies. The list goes on and on.
Well, here's a suggestion. When you get out, and if you would like to go into coaching immediately, I'm going to suggest that Christian Hood may be a head coach by then. And if he is, he'll be a great one because he is as knowledgeable about football as any kid I ever met. You could probably work with him.
Oh, yeah. He's a wizard out there with UCO. And fortunately, I'm already out there close to him. We both got little babies about the same age, so I got a feeling we got some baby dates in our future.
Well, that's good. And you get back to see the games. And, of course, you can stay in touch with your family that way. And we're all praying for your brother and his knee injury and for your little brother, baby brother, to have a big night tonight. So let's hope that happens as this game gets back together. We're going to go ahead and send it back upstairs to Chris and Tom.
Getting ready to start the second half. We'll take a little break here. Before that, though, we'll give you an update from the Jenks-Bixby game in Jenks. It is now the Bixby Spartans 27, Jenks nothing. That's in the third quarter now over at Jenks. Meanwhile, here at Tuttle Stadium, between number one, Broken Arrow, and number four, Union, is scoreless in the half. Not much offense in the first half. We'll come back and review those stats. Let's take a quick break, though. This is Union Football on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk station.
Route 66 Chevrolet, Route 66 Nissan of Tulsa. Big celebration coming up. Their grand reopening on Saturday, September 14th. And Trina, lots going on.
We have the teacher and first responder have the chance to win a 2018 Chevy Colorado. For the kids, we've got face painting and we've got bounce house.
Spectacular deals that day. We want you to be a big part of it.
Route 66 Chevrolet and Route 66 Nissan of Tulsa at I-44 Memorial. It's not only a better way to buy a vehicle,
it's the right way.
Business owners and professionals face special challenges in divorce court. In addition to everything else going on, they have to contend with allegations that they are earning more than they are, coupled with claims on their business or practice itself.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
An effective defense often hinges on sophisticated strategies relating to income tax projections, business valuations, spousal support claims. Clients with assets depend on their divorce lawyer's skills in these matters, and that's why it's so important to hire someone that has those skills.
Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Oklahoma attorneys. A partner men can count on. 918-205-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in Tulsa and Oklahoma City. Cordell & Cordell. 8801 South Yale Avenue, Suite 250, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74137.
When I was 18, I felt invincible. I climbed the water tower.
Wrecked the car.
Went cliff jumping.
Started smoking and...
I never quit.
I took some risks when I was young.
But smoking is the one risk I wish I'd never taken.
9 out of 10 smokers start by age 18. That's not okay. But raising the tobacco age to 21 will save thousands of Oklahoma kids from addiction. Join the fight at StopsWithMe.com. A program of TSET.
Route 66 Chevrolet, Route 66 Nissan of Tulsa. Big celebration coming up. Their grand reopening on Saturday, September 14th. And Trina, lots going on.
We have the teacher and first responder have the chance to win a 2018 Chevy Colorado. For the kids, we've got face painting and we've got bounce house.
Spectacular deals that day. We want you to be a big part of it.
Route 66 Chevrolet and Route 66 Nissan of Tulsa at I-44 Memorial. It's not only a better way to buy a vehicle,
it's the right way.
When you're just starting out, there's a lot to learn, especially about money. But TTCU Federal Credit Union can help you get where you want to be. Like right now, you can get $150 when you open a TTCU checking account. It comes with a School Pride debit card, and every time you use it, TTCU donates money to schools. Now that's a difference I can get behind. With approved credit, annual percentage yield for dividend-bearing accounts is 0.20% as of 7/1/19. Offer ends 10/31/19. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Life is better in balance.
Never miss a moment of Union High School football. Download the free KRMG app now. Available for Apple and Android.
We're back at Union Tunnel Stadium. Getting ready to start the second half. 12 minutes on the third quarter clock. Tom Stockton gives us a recap.